Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spiess, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Next, we talk with Greg Hennessy, the founder and president of North Star Caviar.
Dennis has got 40 years into this paper, assuring the viability and the long-term sustainability of that fishery. We also share a quota system with them. When we first started, it was 1,500 fish each. And for the last 10 or 12 years, it's been 1,000 fish each.
Are you guys a for-profit, non-profit?
We're a 501c3 non-profit.
I'm sorry, we're talking about a prehistoric fish here that I would imagine there'd be quite a bit of regulations involved. And, you know, you mentioned it, they were illegal beforehand. And then working through the state legislature, well, what type of oversight is involved from, say, the environmental aspect or the health department, just your working relationship with North Dakota in order to make your system operate there?
Well, because of the potentiality of an endangered species claim, which, you know, it's easy to throw that red flag in the air, and the reason for the biological white paper study that's been consistently ongoing is we have got a complete biological underpinning for the sustainability of the harvest that would defeat any endangered species moves that might be made by PETA or ASPCA or any one of those type organizations. So we've got a defensive perimeter around our operation to assure the quality and the sustainability of the paddlefish. And in fact, you know, when you talk about the prehistoric fish, I suppose all fish are prehistoric because none of them write history books. But anyway, the walleyes happen to be the single most serious threat to paddlefish. The walleyes in Lake Sakakawea feed so heavily on paddlefish they can almost wipe out the complete year class of fingerlings.
So is there anything being done of that? Because I could imagine the walleye versus paddlefish argument would be very difficult for the paddlefish.
I don't guess I get my arms around the difficulty between the argument. Both fish historically were in the free-flowing river before Sakakawea and Oahe and Fort Peck, et cetera, were built. So they've always existed, although I suppose the walleyes didn't come along until after the paddlefish, but they have coexisted in the river system from time out of mind. And the fact that the lake is there and causes the paddlefish to bunch up in certain areas of the river, well, you know, the predatory fish, regardless of whether it's a shark in the ocean or it's a walleye in fresh water, if they see a bait ball, they attack it. You know, that's the grand design of their biology. And so, you know, there's just an interplay between that predator-prey base. The paddlefish live on algae, and the walleyes live on everything else they can get in their mouth.
When it comes to the local marketplace and the local area of Williston, how involved are you guys with either donations to the community or selling at the local grocery store? What kind of footprint you got in Williston, North Dakota?
The Williston and the North Dakota, Montana footprint on a retail basis is probably less than 5% of our gross sales, and that's entirely cultural based. You know, we're used to putting a piece of a cow's hindquarters in our mouths and just thinking it's the greatest thing since, pardon the pun, sliced bread. But if you are not raised in a tradition of eating caviar, or there's another more common Russian product, when the egg berries shell out or break, it's called fish butter. And it, because it's not in the round anymore, it's you know, considered a second-tier product, but it's an identical nutritious product. The Russians, for example, are raised on that stuff, and they can't get enough of it. And I suppose you could say the same of the French, that have the wherewithal to pay the price for it. But in Russia, it's, you know, it was commonly available basically as a peasant food, just as oysters used to be back in the colonial times in North America. But, you know, the average North Dakotan wants a steak or a walleye, but they are not going to go running looking for caviar. And so that's why the Japanese, that have a very aquaculture-oriented food base, the Japanese and the Russians, huge markets. I can tell you, for example, that the Agricultural Experiment Station in Sydney, Montana, had 30 Russian agronomists over here about, oh, this is getting to be 18 years ago or so now, and they happened to be here during harvest, and so they brought them over on a tour of our caviar plant. And, you know, we were North Dakota nice, to borrow a phrase, and so our processor offered them some samples out of the cooler, whereupon they proceeded to get out tablespoons like a bear with a bowl of honey, and they would have cleaned the cooler out if he had not politely suggested that they probably had had enough.
Any final thoughts you might have? Anything that we didn't get into the interview? Anything that you think that people should know about North Star Caviar and your guys and your company?
Well, going back to our footprint and our 501c3 nonprofit statement, we haven't actually talked about numbers yet, but I would like to put the numbers out that as we are doing our 25th season here as a nonprofit corporation on the Yellowstone-Missouri Confluence, we have grossed approximately $3 million, and I think we're very near to crossing over that line. 25% of that $3 million went to that biological white paper study to ensure the long-term sustainability of the fishery. And the other 75% is split between the Friends of Fort Union and the Williston Chamber of Commerce. And over time, all of that money has gone to everything that relates to historical, recreational, and cultural things in the Northwest North Dakota, and that ranges from remodeling an old armory into a theater venue, to Little League uniforms, to feeding deer and pheasants when we have had historic snowfall problems and the wildlife are suffering, and, you know, everything in between.
To listen to the full-length interview with Greg Hennessy with North Star Caviar, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And then there'll be only Ringo to play. Well, Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
And I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth. Yeah, you know that I've lied.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.